Hi, Andrew.
Hi, good afternoon.
Tell us first, what is this Gen 17 all about and your involvement in it?
I've been involved in running public opinion surveys now for a couple of decades. And this is now the second major survey that we've done in the Jewish community. We did Gen 08, which was in 2008, and now we've done Gen 17. And what the survey is, it's a very detailed, comprehensive survey. It had more than 200 questions. And the aim of it is to understand attitudes within the Jewish community, within the Jewish population in a wider sense, and how opinions and practices are changing within that community. And this survey that we've just completed, it's quite unusual because it was completed by 8,621 people, which is a really large number of people to complete a survey. And that itself tells us something about, the engagement that we find in the Jewish population of Australia with Jewish issues.
We are talking about more than 8,600 participants, which is quite a large number for this type of surveys.
So even the last one was very large, because when we did the Gen 08 survey, that was like 5,800 people. So now we're around 8,000 plus. So it was already large. And the increase is essentially because in the Sydney community, because Australia-wide survey, in Sydney community, there was much stronger support this time around. Listeners may know that in Sydney, it's much more a centralised community. There's a joint communal appeal, which collects money to be distributed across the community, whereas in Melbourne, we don't have any centralisation like that. Each organisation collects its own fund. So in Sydney, having that large amount of central funding and a bureaucracy, they found that the Gen 08 survey was very useful for their planning. And so this time around, they got 100% behind the survey, very much promoted it. And the increase in the take-up of the survey was to some extent explained by what happened in Sydney. There was also an increase in Melbourne. And I think the increase in Melbourne, I would explain that the people in the community saw that the earlier survey was valuable, it provided important information, and so there was increased support in Melbourne as well. In terms of numbers, Melbourne increased by 1,000 compared to Gen 08, Sydney increased by 2,000.
Why is it done in such a long gap, once in 10 years?
The reason for holding such a survey every 10 years, which is fairly typical, like in America, Canada, and so on, the sort of questions that we ask, they don't change dramatically from one year to the next. And also what we're interested in is not how people will react to a particular event, but underlying opinions within the community and underlying practices within the community. And these do not change very much from one year to the next.
Let's go and hear some of the first findings of the Gen 17. What can you tell us?
When you look at survey findings, there isn't just one view. Different people will have different interpretations. I mean, one interpretation, and that's been discussed in the Jewish news, is that actually what we're seeing is an erosion of Jewish identity, which is particularly linked to the increasing rate of intermarriage. The rate of intermarriage, as our surveys indicate, where one partner is Jewish and one partner is not Jewish, that's increased from, say, about 17-18% for an earlier generation, and today it's around 35%. And within some segments of the Jewish community, the non-Orthodox segments, the people who define themselves as secular or progressive, it may well be that they're as likely to marry a non-Jewish partner as a Jewish partner. So in that regard, if Jewish marriage, Jewish homes, as understood by having both partners Jewish, if that is regarded as of central importance, then there's not a lot of good news coming out of Gen 17. On the other hand, when we look at questions to do with the importance of being Jewish to your life, is a central or a very significant element in your life? What we find is a very large proportion of the Jewish population say yes. Even amongst the secular segment of the population, people still very much identify as Jewish and are proud to do so. When I'm talking about these attitudes, at least 80% of people will say, yes, it's a central element of my life, or it's very important to my life, my Jewish identity. So in that regard, what we're seeing is that that's continuing. It is not changing in a dramatic way.
How about the findings on the connection to Israel?
Findings on attitudes to Israel are also very interesting because we have a large proportion of the community, around 70%, who say that I identify as a Zionist. And close to 90%, close to 9 out of 10 people will agree with the proposition that they have a responsibility to ensure that the state of Israel continues to exist. So a characteristic of the Australian Jewish community is a very strong connection to Israel.
Can we actually find out how many Jews currently live in Australia?
Well, that sort of information comes from the census, not from the survey. The census will provide more accurate data on that. And we estimate that maybe 115,000 Jews in Australia, so a little bit over 100,000 Jews. And of those, the large proportion live in Melbourne and Sydney.
So back to the survey, what is your feeling after seeing the results?
My take on it is that it's actually surprisingly positive. The attitudinal factors, when we look at young people, is there an erosion amongst young people of Jewish values, of connection to Israel? The survey doesn't show that. In fact, when we compare those aged 18 to 29 and 30 to 39, the attitudes, if anything, are more positive to a whole range of issues. Just to take one example, there's a sense in many countries that the young people are becoming disconnected from Israel. Yet that question, are you a Zionist, the highest proportion indicating yes at 75% is amongst the youngest people, 18 to 29. So I see a lot of positives that there's a very heavy investment by the community in Jewish education, in Israel programs, less so in youth programs, but there is a number of programs, say in Melbourne, that are funded. And what I see is that these are having a positive impact.
If one wants to see the full results or at least read more about it, where can it be found?
I think if you were just to search for Gen 17 survey, anything like that, you would be able to find it in Google. The other option is you can just go to ACJC Monash, that's our Australian Centre for Jewish Civilization, ACJC Monash, get to the front page, scroll down, and there's a link again to the survey, the first report that we have from the survey.
Are there any upcoming conferences, meetings or discussions in regards to the survey findings that people can join?
Yes, we will be holding a forum at Monash University on the 22nd of April. And again, there'll be information on our website. So on the 22nd of April, we will have a number of people giving their interpretation of what the survey means and then having a general discussion.
Fantastic. Professor Marcus, see you again in 10 years?
Yes, you may be doing it. I'm not sure if I'll be doing it, but
you never know.
You never know. You never know your luck.
Professor Andrew Marcus from Monash University, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Amit, for giving me this opportunity to discuss.